Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. This is the 15th episode about their 15th album, Head First. Came out in May 1983. Produced by the same guy as Abominog, Ashley Howe, but not nearly as heavy or powerful as the best moments on Abominog. And not long before the release of the album, Bob Daisley, bass player, left the band to return to Ozzy Osbourne, and Trevor Boulder rejoined. The album features a terrible cover. It's a painting, I guess, of a lizard in the desert. What does that have to do with Head First? I really don't know. You tell me. Uriah Heep toured the U.S. to support this album with Rush, Judas Priest, and Def Leppard, whose vocalist Joe Elliott remembered, quote, "They were the best band that we've ever toured with, either as a headline or support, because there was no ego, no pretentious kind of stuff. They were good in as much as we learnt a lot from them." By this time, Jerry Braun, their longtime manager, had been fired. They're now managed by Neil Warnock in Europe and Blue Oyster Cult's management team in the U.S. And also, Braun's records had gone out of business, which, according to Mick Box, quote, "cost Heap a lot of money." All right, let's hear what Head First sounds like. That last album, Abominog, was really good. I hope they keep it up. First song is called The Other Side of Midnight, written by the whole band. Very prominent synthesizers. This song is okay. I can't say I love it. My notes say half-baked Foreigner. Second song on the album is called Stay on Top, written by somebody named Tom Jackson, and oh no, it's funky. Funky. What the hell are they doing? This is embarrassing. Very unfortunate. Third song, Lonely Nights, another recycled song, written by Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance, previously released on Bryan Adams' second album from 1981, so it's a pretty pointless cover. It's a good song, but why? Why are they doing it here? I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a huge hit for Bryan Adams, so they're hoping it's a huge hit for Uriah Heep, I guess. Will you risk your reputation? You just don't know what Fourth song on the album, Sweet Talk. Bad song title. Very poppy, hard rock. Very poppy. I like it, but it's also kind of lame. But I like some lame stuff.
I see your face in the magazine stand. I want to hold you in the palm of my hand. I love everything about you. You're such a long way away.
Moving on to the last song on side one, Love is Blind, written by Richie Zito and Joey Carboni. Pretty weak, generic pop song. So once again, they're cobbling this album together with outside material, at least on side one. And yeah, this is Noah Bominog.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Let's flip the record over. Side two begins with a song called Roll Overture. Actually, it's not a song. It's a pointless 2-minute synth intro. Which leads us into the real first song on side two called Red Lights. Hell yeah! Driving, heavy hard rock, great guitars, big chorus. I like this one a lot. Definitely stands out comparing it with the material on side one. Up next is a song called Rollin' the Rock. Really, really stupid and lame and terrible and, you know, as bad as the title would suggest.
Takes no prisoners except in the womb.
Up next, Straight Through the Heart, another song written by the band. Everything on side two so far written by the band. This is a generic AOR-style song with a generic AOR-style title. I like the verse quite a bit, but the chorus is very obvious. It's too bad it doesn't have a better chorus, because it could have been a great AOR song. It is good, but it could have been better. And the album ends with a song called Weekend Warriors. Weird attempt at a kind of classic Uriah Heep sounding song. It's pretty good, but, and a good way to close the album. One of the better songs on the album, but a little bit off, but yeah, it's good. For the most part, Head First is a disappointing follow-up to Abominog, but Red Lights is great. Worst song on the album would have to be Stay on Top. Really bad. Alright, so we're going to end this exploration of Uriah Heep's catalog with our next episode tomorrow. We're going to talk about their 16th album, Equator, from 1985, which is the last Uriah Heep that I own on vinyl. So we're going to close things out on the Day by Day Uriah Heep series tomorrow with an episode about Equator. Yeah!
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.